好，我继续过去跟大家交通。
I'm going to continue what I shared before.
这一章我已经跟你们交通过。我们有三件事在主面前我们要追求。
There's three things that we have to pursue before the Lord.
也是我们一生要在主面前追求。
And this is what we have to pursue for a whole life.
我们需要我们有生命的成长。
First is we want to grow spiritually.
第二个是信心的增长。
Second is a growth in faith.
这两个已经跟大家交通蛮多了。
I have already gone over these two before.
我今天会主要交通第三个。
Today we're going to share on the third one.
乃是被神的旨意有更更清楚的认识。
That's true understanding of the will of God.
我们需要有活的话，活的信心，才能够侍奉我们的主。
We need to have a living, word, living word with living faith to serve a living God.
我们知道哈，我们今天有两个身份。
We know that today we have two positions.
我们信主之后，我们有两个身份。
After we believe in the Lord, we have two status. 我知道你要讲什么下去，我才有办法。
OK， 第一个，我们是做儿子。
First, we are sons.
OK。因为我们有了主的生命，我们是源于我们的神。
Because we have the life of God, we're connected with our God.
所以我们一个身份，我们是父子的身份。
So first is we have this relationship of father and son.
我们能够享受神里面一切所有的一切丰富。
We can experience all the abundance in the Lord.
这个是做儿子的，什么都承受下来。
To be a son, you can inherit everything.
我们也很喜欢这个身份。
And we like this status.
但神，我们在神面前还有第二个身份。
But there's another status before the Lord.
我们是做仆人的。
And that is to be a servant.
是做仆人的话，就是有个主人。
To be a servant means we have a master.
所以我们做一个仆人的话，我们要对主人要尽责的。
To be a servant, we need to be faithful to the master.
也换句话说，当一个仆人的话，就会有赏，是啊，有赏也有罚。
There is reward and there's also punishment.
所以我们要知道我们有这两个身份。
So we need to know that we have both of this.
所以我们今天我们会 focus 啊，我们会注重讲我们当仆人的这一方面。
Today we will focus on being a servant.
上次我已经稍微跟大家提过哈，我们读一下出埃及记第八章，好不好？
Let's read Exodus chapter 8.
第八章第一节。出埃及记第八章第一节。
Exodus chapter 8:1.
那我们再来看哈，这里说这个摩西对法老说，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
Moses said to Pharaoh, let my people go that they may serve me.
说神当初的心意不是只是说所有他的子民就跟着他，注意只是在享受。
So at that time,The heart of God is 什么？
享受 pleasure, just for pleasure.
The people are not just to experience pleasure.
神要他们是要来服侍他。
God wants them to serve Him.
所以他说你要离开埃及。
And that's why He said He wants them to leave Egypt.
因为埃及就是享受。
Because Egypt is the place of pleasure.
所以如果我们今天我们信了主，我们还想得到地上各样的享受，这不是神的心的。
So if today, if our goal is just to be able to have pleasure in this world, this is not the will of God.
我们再看看其他几段的圣经，神是怎么讲的啊？
Let's look at other places and see what God said.
我们翻到同样出埃及记第三十二章。
Exodus 32. Okay, let's look at Exodus 19. From verse 5 to 6.
那这里大家看到吗？同样是出埃及记哈，第十九章五到六节。
Exodus 19:5-6.
他这里说：如今我们若实在听从，你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就在要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为神圣洁的名。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
Now then, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all peoples. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the sons of Israel.
这里讲说你要归我做祭司的国度。
It says here, shall be to me a kingdom of priests.
从对摩西开始先说你们都要来侍奉我，但这里他说你们的地位是什么，都是祭司。
So in the beginning it says that they are to serve him, and then it follows with they are to be a kingdom of priests.
你知道到了新月这个是一致的，我们看一看彼得前书。
And this continues to the New Testament in
1 Peter彼得前书第二章
2:5
彼得前书第二章第五节，这里说哈，你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，接着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
You also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
这里说是什么？他这里不讲国度哈，他说你是圣洁的祭司。
Here it doesn't mention kingdom, but it says holy priesthood.
看第九节。
And then go to verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood.
所以这里说你是君尊的。
It says royal.
所以我们的身份啊，他说你是做祭司，你是圣洁的，你也是君尊的。
So here it says, we are holy and we are royal priesthood.
时间的关系哈，我不读启示录了。启示录就讲到，直到永远，我们还是做祭司的。
And because of time, we're not going to read Revelation, but it says, it's a priest, you know, unto eternity.
所以我们知道哈，这个神今天要我们来侍奉他的。
So we know that God wants us to serve him today.
侍奉他不是一个选择，那当然你可以选择了，是神的命令要我们来侍奉他的。
It is God's command that he wants to serve us, to us to serve.
换句话说哈，我们蒙恩得救，我们有一个崭新的一个职位。
So after we're saved, we have this new status of being a servant.
我们需要来侍奉他。
And we need to serve him.
侍奉他不是某些人的职位，某些人才有可以做的。
It's not only a chosen few who should serve.
我们知道为什么，我不知道弟兄姊妹知不知道哈，为什么后来在以色列人当中只有利未人可以侍奉神呢？
I don't know if brothers and sisters know why in Israel only the Levites are serving.
但是不知道。 既然神的心意要全民来侍奉，但最后只有利未人可以侍奉。
God's original intention was for everybody to serve him, but then in the end, only the Levites were the ones serving in the temple.
如果大家愿意的，你有机会可以去看出埃及记三十二章里面就讲到这件事情。
You can turn to Exodus 32, and that place spoke about this.
当摩西在山上得到十诫之后，他下山了之后，看到以色列人开始拜偶像。
Moses, after receiving the Ten Commandments, and when he came down, he saw that the Israelites were worshipping idol.
他们造了一个金牛犊，因为发现摩西不下来，说全民在拜金牛犊。
All the people were worshipping this golden calf.
所以摩西非常的生气。
And Moses was very angry with them.
他把那十诫两个法板就丢在他们所献祭的火里面。
He threw the two tablets in the fire.
那他就跟所有人讲，谁在耶和华这边的，到我这里来。
And he said, "Who is on the side of Yahweh? Come here to my side."
你知道谁？十二个支派只有谁回应吗？
And among the 12 tribes, do you know who responded?
只有利未人回应。
Only the Levites responded.
其他十一个支派 ignore， 根本不管摩西讲的话。
The rest of the 11 tribes ignore what Moses said.
只有利未一个支派全部到了摩西。
Only this tribe of Levi went to Moses' side.
你知道你到神那边有代价。
And you know that when you come to the side of the Lord, there is a price to pay.
那个代价是什么？摩西对利未人说：“你现在到营周遭走，只要看到你的弟兄还在路上的话，每一个都杀。”
And he told the Levites to go around the camp, and if there's any outside, They should be killed.
你都是你的弟兄啊。
And these are their brothers.
摩西发这个命令呢，是说你犯了这么严重的罪，如果还没有一点悔改的话，那全部杀。
This commandment is to show that if you sin and do not repent, then you need to pay the price and they have to die.
你发现这利未人啊，他接受这件事，把这些情感全部摆下来，真的就去杀了。
And the Levites took this challenge and laid down their
emotions,
and they went out and killed their brothers.
这件事过了之后
，After this，
神就说：“我现在不要全民来侍奉。”
After this, God said, "I do not want the whole nation to serve me.
我只要利未与他的后代来侍奉。
I only want the Levites and their offspring to serve me."
但是我们要知道，神的心意是要全部人来侍奉。
But the original intention of God was for everybody to serve Him.
但是你知道，这个某一种人能够，只有某一种人能够侍奉，就见传道，世世代代都这样传下来。
But this idea of having a chosen group serve him continued on through the generation.
说今天在基督教里面，一般人会认为只有牧师可以侍奉神。
That is why in Christianity today, some people think that only the pastor is serving God.
但是神的心意呢，是我们要全民来侍奉他。
But the intention of God is really for everyone to serve Him.
Okay, 我这个上次稍微也提过这个了。我们看第二章，我们该如何来侍奉？
So how do we serve?
我想我前面跟大家提过哈，为什么我们看重生命的长进？
We saw the growth of our spiritual life.
我们要有生命的长进，我们才在侍奉中能够有生命的供应。
If we grow spiritually, then in our service we can serve other people.
在约翰福音十五章里面说哈，不是你们拣选我，主说的哈，不是你们拣选我，是我拣选你们。
in John 15, the Lord said that you did not choose me, but I chose you.
我并且要分派你们啊去做神的工。
And I will bid you to do God's work.
这是第一个，主耶稣说我选了你，派你去做他的工。
This is the first time the Lord said that I've chosen you and bid you to do God's work.
乃是要我们用主的生命帮助到别人。
Is to use the life of Christ to help other people.
第二个，我们来看《使徒行传》。
The second is we want to look at Acts.
第十三章。
13.
翻一翻好不好？我们翻到《使徒行传》第十三章。
Acts 13.
第三十五节。
36.
Acts 13:36. 这里说哈，大卫在世的时候遵行了神的旨意，就睡了。
David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep.
如果你听英文讲的哈，那我中文是讲什么？我中文是说大卫遵行了神的旨意。
In the Chinese, it says David followed after the will of God.
但是英文它是什么？它是侍奉神的旨意。
And here in English, it says after he had served the purpose of God.
在原文这里有个字哈，遵行跟侍奉是同一个字。
So in the original, serve and follow are the same.
No, serve. Oh, serve and follow. Yeah.
Yeah.
所以原文里面呢，讲到神的心意，他是讲到说你要侍奉他的心意。
In the original, when it says you follow the purpose or the will of God, it means to serve the purpose of God.
所以换句话说，他这里讲了，他说大卫按着那神的旨意侍奉。
So David, after he had served the purpose of God,
那第这里又讲第二个事情啊，他说什么呢？他侍奉了那一代的人。
And here it also talk about the second things like serve in his own generation.
弟兄姊妹，神今天要我们，我们是服侍这一个代，这个时代的。
Today the Lord wants us to serve our generation.
我们有时候想啊，你必须是传道人啊，什么才叫做服侍那个时代的人。
Sometimes we think you have to be a minister to serve your generation.
大卫他是一个君王。
But David was a king.
他是在地上他有工作做的。
He has worked in this time
in the world. 但是呢，他在地上有工作，但是圣经记载他说他是按着神的旨意侍奉了那一时代的人。
And even though he has worked in the world, he served the purpose of God.
所以这里给我们看到哈，这个我们如何来侍奉，先有两件事情我们要知道。
So how do we serve? There are two things we need to know.
第一个，我们要主的生命来供应别人。
First, we need to have the life of Christ and give that to other people.
第二个，我们真的要明白主的心意，我才能够照着主的心意来侍奉。
The second thing is we need to know the heart or the purpose of God so that we can serve.
好，我们现在要来看几件事情啊。第一个，
We want to look at a few things. First,
第一个呢是要专一的来侍奉。
First is single serving.
我们翻到马太福音。
Let's look at book of Matthew.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew 6.
第二十四节。
24.
大家很熟很熟的圣经节。
This is a very common verse.
他这里怎么说啊？他这里说，一个人不能够又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
Here it says that no one can serve two masters, for either you cannot serve God and mammon.
你很奇怪， 主耶稣在这里说啊，他说啊，当你讲侍奉的时候，他有两个事情出来。
When you talk about service, two things came out.
他说你要就侍奉神，要就侍奉钱。
It's either you serve God or you serve mammon.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天觉不觉得这很实在吗？
Don't you think this is very real today?
我们说不，钱是最好的用啊。最好的佣人是最糟的主人。
We said that money is the worst master, but the best servant.
但是呢，我们很多时候钱是我们的主人，因为我们真的很要它。
But actually, a lot of time, money is our master because we love it.
你在不信的朋友们当中，基本上都在讲钱。
If we're among non-believers, probably the topic is always money.
啊，你赚多少钱？啊，你这个。买股票赚不赚啊？
How much you make or how much you make in the stock market?
我有时候遇到一些朋友，总会觉得哇，怎么他们这么有钱呢、啊？
And some people might say, oh, how can this guy be so rich?
对，我们所想到的就是因为钱好像使我们能够做很多的事情。
Because we feel that money can help us to accomplish many things.
我们不要只是在不信的人里面才是这样子。在基督徒当中也很多都被这个绑住了。
And not only is this true among non-believers, but even among believers, a lot of people are under bondage.
当弟兄姊妹在一起的时候，我们应该彼此勉励的说，我们要定义侍奉我们的主。
So when we're together, brothers and sisters, we need to encourage one another and say we choose to serve God.
不要小看，我想我们应该不会小看钱对我们有多大的影响。
We should not belittle how much effect money has on us.
你记得犹大。
Remember Judas.
为着一年的薪水把耶稣出卖。
Because of 1 year's salary, Judas sold Jesus.
不管他一年薪水多少，那时候说30两就是一年的薪水，他为了一年的薪水把主耶稣出卖了。
Because of 30 pieces of silver, Judas sold Jesus.
旧约的巴兰，先知巴兰。
In the Old Testament, Balaam, the prophet.
他是先知啊。
He is the prophet.
神传话给他的。
And Lord talked to him.
但是呢，太爱钱了。
But because he loves money.
所以他为着钱，可以这个去咒诅以色列民。
Because of money, he's willing to curse the Israelites.
钱对一个先知有这么大的影响。
You can see how much influence money has on this prophet.
我们再看以利沙。
Then we look at Elisha.
以利沙比以利亚在旧约记载他所行过的神迹是双倍的。
Remember that Elisha has double portion over Elijah.
以利亚在地上行了8件神迹，以利沙行了16件神迹。
Elijah had 8 miracles, and Elisha has 16.
你记得那时候敌人啊，亚兰人说，为什么我们在王宫里讲的话，以色列人都知道。
And the enemy said, why is it that what we speak here, the Israelite in their palace knew about it?
他们说，因为在以色列的当中有一个先知叫以利沙。
They said, because there's a prophet among them.
然后呢，神都把我们讲过的话都告诉他了。
And the Lord told him everything that he spoke of.
我问弟兄姊妹，你喜不喜欢跟这种人？
Do you like to be with this kind of person?
你不知道前面去哪里工作，问问他就好了。
So you don't know where to go for a job? Well, just ask him.
对啊，你要找个配偶，问问他在哪里啊？我去。
Or you looking for a life partner? Maybe you should just ask him.
对啊，你说我要去哪里住啊？以后是什么？问问他，他也告诉你啊。
Or where should I live later on? Well, just ask this person.
你我们总会觉得，我跟这么圣洁的人住，我可能也是圣洁一点啊。
And we think that if we're with such a holy person, then we will be holy too.
但是你想想看，他有个仆人叫基哈西。
But he has a servant called Gehazi.
有一次，乃曼亚兰人的将军乃曼正身着大麻风来见以利沙。
And one time, Naaman he had leprosy and he came to Elisha.
因为他有个以色列的使女告诉他说，你去找以色列的先知以利沙。 他会告诉你什么是大麻风，你得到医治。
Because he has a servant maid who told him that there's this great prophet in Israel. If you go, you will be healed.
当他很不愿意，但是他最后遵从了，他的确大麻风全部好。
He was so unwilling, but in the end, he followed his advice and he was healed.
人的一个常理啊，是送礼啊。他送很多礼物给伊丽莎。
And he gave a lot of gifts to Elisha.
非常贵重的礼物。
And these gifts are really real treasures.
伊丽莎说，你一分一毫我都不收。
But the prophet Elisha didn't want to receive any, and he bid him to go back home.
但是这个基哈西啊，看到那个不行了，已经不行了。
But this, his servant Gehazi didn't, you know, can't stand this.
当莱曼走的时候，他去追。
When Naaman left, you know, he pursued after him.
他弄了一个故事，他说我有两个仆人啊，这个现在很需要钱，你可以给我们两件新衣服吗？给我们一点钱吗？
And he, you know, manufactured a story, said that he had two servants and who need money, who need help, and you know, give us clothing and stuff like that.
Oh, 乃曼因为经历这个，他说你要都送你啊，就照着他要的送给他。
And Naaman was so eager, said, "Okay, whatever you want, I'm gonna give you."
你叫乃曼后来信主了，因为这件事他信主。
And Naaman, because of this thing, he believed in the Lord.
但他不知道，他只会送礼啊，因为他认为这个最好的，我就送礼。
But he didn't know what's going on, so he only showed his thankfulness by giving gifts.
当基哈西回到以利沙那里，以利沙就把他叫来。
But when Gehazi went back to Elisha, he talked to him.
以利沙说：“你刚做了什么事？”
Elisha said to him, "What did you do?"
他说没有啊，我没有做什么事啊。
Said, "No, I didn't do anything."
像不像我们的孩子成天你问他什么？没有啊，没什么事没做啊。
Just like the kids respond, like they always deny.
伊丽莎怎么说？他说：“难道你刚刚去迎接乃曼，我的心没跟你去吗？”
And he said, "Well, do you think when you met Naaman, I wasn't there in my heart?"
伊丽莎都知道。
Elisha knew everything.
你跟这种先知住在一起，有时候也你要做错也麻烦。
When you're with this kind of prophet who knew everything, it's really hard.
伊丽莎说：“你既然贪这个财，乃曼的大麻风现在就临到。”
It says, "Because of your greed, the leprosy that was in Naaman now is going to be upon you."
立刻长大麻风。
And Gehazi became leprous.
并且这个宣判还不止这个，他说从你的后裔世世代代都是大麻风。
And not only to him, but the generations after him are all going to be leprous.
非常严重的一个结果。
This is a severe consequence.
他是为了一点点钱跟两套新衣服就得到大麻风。
Just because of a little money and two sets of clothing, he became leprous.
主耶稣在马太福音里面继续讲了一件事情。
And in the book of Matthew, the Lord continued to say something.
在十九章里面他说，财主进天国是懒。
And the Lord said that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
没有说不可能，不是说很难。
It doesn't say impossible, it just says difficult.
为什么呢？因为钱会把我们的心抓住。
And the reason is because money can capture our heart.
你记得主耶稣有一次见一个少年的官，这个少年官什么律法都守了。
Remember one time the Lord met the rich young ruler, and this rich young ruler had followed all the commandments.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们有个待人信主，他就说，哎，有什么规矩？现在信主耶稣之后要守的。
Sometimes when we talk to non-believers, they ask us and said, "After I believe, are there any things I need to observe?"
其实守规矩不是太难。
well, to observe certain rules or regulation might not be very hard.
说, 变卖你的财产来跟从我。
But when the Lord said that to sell everything and come follow me,
少年的不安就悠悠愁愁地走了。圣经告诉我们说他财产很多。
The rich young ruler was very sad and left because he had great riches.
所以当我们在这里在侍奉神与侍奉钱的中间，究竟有什么能够帮助我们？
So when we are faced with this serving God versus serving mammon, what can help us?
我们能够真的专一，只是有个心智侍奉神。
We can have a single heart to serve God.
大家知道马太福音六章三十三节讲什么吗？
Do you remember Matthew 6:33?
啊，记不记得？马太福音六章三十三节讲什么？你要先寻求他的国与他的义，这一切都要加给你。
But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
所以神知道我们需要什么。
The Lord knows what we need.
神也不要我们妄求。
And the Lord doesn't ask us.
但是神说，只要你寻求他的这个寻求他自己。
But if you seek him for God for himself,
把你的 priority, 把你的优先权摆着，说我愿意先寻求你。
And you have the right priority of seeking him first.
你来试试看，神会不会把你真正的需要都赐给你。
And the Lord will really grant you all your needs.
弟兄姊妹，这会保守我们不被金钱把我们绑捆绑住。
This will help us not to be under the bondage of money.
所以第一个我愿意在这里提的哈，的确有很多使我们会摇，不能够专心的，但是神要我们专心侍奉他的。
It is true that many times we might waver and not be very single-minded.
所以我们如果能够先寻求他的果，这是我们的保护。
But if we can seek his kingdom first, this is our protection.
OK, 我们看第二个。
The second one,
罗马书第十二章哈。
It's in Romans 12.
这里有一节圣经，他说：殷勤不可懒惰，要心灵火热，常常服侍主。
Romans 12:11 it said, "Not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord."
神要我们啊，侍奉主是拼上去的。
The Lord wants us to give us our all when we serve.
啊，我们大人呢，拼什么？拼我们的工作。
Many of us adults, give our all for our work.
拼我们的成绩。
Or we give our all for our grades.
我常常听现在年轻人啊，我们那时候读书，一个 major 就好了。major 中文叫什么？一个
专业
，OK。
During our time, if you have one major, that's good enough.
了不起，一个 major 带一个 minor， 这副业。
Maybe at most you have a major and then a minor.
我现在遇到很多学生啊，两个 major。
But now most students have two majors.
哇，拼啊，这个不睡觉拼啊，这个就是拼。
They can go without sleep and give their all to it.
那我最近还听了一个，两个 major， 一个 minor。
Now I have heard of two majors and one minor.
我不知道在比什么，就说我比较能干。你看我还活着，我可以拼，你拼不拼得了呢？
I don't know what this is for. Is this a matter of competition?
那我们年轻人拼什么呢？拼上网。
And the young people, they all give their all to the website.
这个啊，越来越多了。现在今天是 Facebook， 明天不知道什么 book， 我不知道。
Today, a lot of people are into Facebook, and I don't know what's coming next.
我们上网或者玩 video game， 游戏。
So it's either the internet or video games.
我听了一个新闻，在韩国有个年轻人玩了十个小时就死掉了。
There was a news in from Korea that a young person was playing video game for 12 hours and died because of that.
他说啊，我是在跟别的国家的人在玩，我不玩他们不能玩，所以我一定要继续玩。
Because he was playing with somebody in another country, and so he had to keep on going.
所以其实你拼啊，这个有点，我们大家用沉迷 addicted 啊。
We use the word addicted for this kind of.
其实这个英文这里讲啊，我们对很多事情搞不好有时候是身不由己。
A lot of times, you know, we couldn't help it.
啊，我们要拼。
and we really want to go for it.
有一些是真的被捆绑住了 ，addicted， 那没办法，就一直在那里拼。
In other cases, it's a kind of bondage, a kind of addiction.
那这里这句圣经节哈，他说什么？他说殷勤不能啊，不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。
But here it says, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
他说你要殷勤是侍奉神。
We have to be diligent in serving the Lord.
我们常常发现，我侍奉主，我们会殷勤的原因，就这件事情对我有益处，我就做。
A lot of times we find out that we're only diligent if this thing is valuable to me.
昨天晚上跟一些朋友吃饭。
I was having dinner with some friends.
他说啊，他请他下雪嘛。他说，哎，我们说，哎，你儿子帮不帮忙铲雪啊？
And we're talking about whether your son helps you with shoveling the snow.
啊，我昨天一早要出去，我铲了一半。
Yesterday morning I was going out, so I shoveled half of the.
啊，回来很高兴，因为另外一半铲。
When I came back, I saw the other half was done.
我就说，哎，我儿子这个很愿意就去铲。
I was very happy because my son did the other half.
他说，我儿子这个要铲雪，先问给多少钱。
But my friend said, my son, before he shovel, he will ask how much are you going to give me.
他说有时候给了钱，你还不要铲。
And even if I give him money, he still doesn't, you know, do it.
我们都是现在有没有利益？
So we always think, is there something in that for me?
这个东西对我做对我的利益是什么？
What's in it for me?
有利益，好，我会做做。
If I can gain something from it, then I will do it.
我们常常发现，侍奉主对我有什么好处？
So we think, well, what is good for me to serve God?
如果主没有对我没点吸引啊，侍奉主，你会觉得又累又没有 reward， 没什么好处回来。
Unless the Lord attracts us, we will find out that there's, you know, it's really hard work to serve God.
人天性是懒惰。
Men in general are lazy.
不要说你不懒惰哈，人的天性就是懒。
It's part of human nature.
所以都只有人推一推的。
We have to push people to do stuff.
所以说这一面就是 diligent 这个不容易啊，这个殷勤不容易去 build up。
The flip side is diligence, and it's very hard to build up diligence.
在众多的懒惰里面，我们对神是最懒惰的。
And in all our laziness, we're most lazy towards God.
我们想到要去聚会祷告的话，你可能已经心都不在那里。
When we think about going to God and praying to God, you know, our heart usually is not there.
神在后面啊，又跟我们讲到我们殷勤啊。我们翻这看一下这节圣经，彼得后书第一章。
And so let's look at Second Peter.
彼得后书第一章。
Second Peter 1.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
他说什么？他说彼得在这里服侍，他用什么态度？他说我是尽心竭力。
Says I will also be diligent.
Okay, 你发现英文是同一个字 diligent.
In English, it's the same word diligent.
英文说尽心竭力，那是说我殷勤的，在我离世之前，我是殷勤的服侍。
In English, it says I will also be diligent that at any time, at any time.
Okay, 所以第一个我们要提到的就是殷勤啊。第二个
，first is diligent, and the second is
那是要心里火热。
Fervent in spirit.
你知道我们心里面常常都是冷。
Most of the time in our heart we're cold.
所以啊，在启示里面说，这是主不要我们这个冷的心，或者不冷不热的心。
That's why in Revelation it says the Lord do not want us to be lukewarm.
你说我们要如何能够火热呢？
How do we be fervent?
常弟兄上礼拜跟我们说啊，礼拜天交通的就是要我们亲近他。
Last week, Tang Jian shared with us is for us to be get close to God. It's hard for us to be close to God. But if we get close to God, you will find out that your heart will become fervent. remember on the road of, to Emmaus, the two disciples? They know that they were following the Lord for so long, and now the Lord is, was crucified. So they're going home from Jerusalem to Emmaus thinking that this whole thing was over. Without their knowing, the Lord was walking with them on their way home.
你发现了, 当他们知道是主的时候, 他说什么, 主跟他们讲的时候, 他们心里火热。
But when they realized it was the Lord, then they got this burning in their heart.
所以他们立刻回头往耶路撒冷就回去了。
And immediately they turned around and went back to Jerusalem.
走夜路了, 这个白天走回去了, 因着心里火热, 晚上就回耶路撒冷。
Remember that it was daytime when they were trying to get back home, and now coming back to Jerusalem, it was in the night time. So the Lord wants us first to be diligent and second to be fervent.
第三个呢, 他说常常,
and what's the third?
第三个是讲了常常,
and third is to be always.
这个这里讲常常啊，不是说我今天高兴我就来服侍，我今天不高兴我就不服侍了。
So it's not that if we like it, we do it today. If we don't like it, then we can forget about it.
圣经有提到，他说物要传道，无论得时不得时。
In the Bible it says whether it's time.
1 Corinthians 15:9. 哥林多前书15:58那里说，物要，哦，不是这个。Anyway，我可能没写上。我们说物要传道，无论得时不得时。
Like we have to preach whether. We have to share the word. Be ready in season or out of season.
那是提摩太后书4:2节。
This is in 2 Timothy 4:2.
那里说啊，保罗对提摩太说，你务要传道或者务要服侍主，无论得时不得时。So
Paul said to Timothy, he had to preach or serve the Lord, be ready in season or out of season.
说这个啊，我们知道哈，神今天有几个是要我们服侍的，第一个殷勤，第二个心里火热，第三个是常常。So
first is to, be diligent, then to be fervent in spirit, and third is to be doing it always, consistent.
Okay, 我们来看第三个。
What's the third one?
这里讲到恩赐的服侍。
This is gifted serving.
大家可以翻到25章，我们翻到，我没时间把全部都读过了，马太福音第25章。
So let's look at Matthew 25. This talked about the master giving to the servant one talent, 1,000, two.
One talent, two talent, and five.
One talent, five talent, and two talent.
中文是用五千，两千，一千，英文就讲talent。One talent, two talent, and five talent。我们发现了神给大家的恩赐不同的。So
God gives different gifts to people.
Okay, 那这里讲的恩赐，他说有人有很多恩赐啊，他有5,000。
And here it says some have 5 talents.
他说有些人2,000,
some only 2,
有些人1,000,
and some just 1.
那5,000、2,000呢, 他们好像自然会殷勤, 会, 这个火热, 会常常服侍。
It seems as if the one with 2 talents or 5 talents, it was natural for them to be diligent and do the work.
但是我们知道5,000、2,000的在教会里面很少。
But we know that in the church, those who have two or five talents, there are not many of them.
我们大部分我们都是一千的。
Most of us are the ones with one talent.
但是这段圣经告诉我们啊，那一千有一个很特别的反应。
But this passage showed us that there's a special response for those who have one talent.
他不知道怎么做一想了，哎，我没什么用。
They feel that they are kind of useless.
这个，所以呢，我又不怕主给了我一千，我到时候还不回去，所以啊，我怕浪费掉，我就把它藏起来。
They're afraid that they might lose it, so what they did was to just bury it.
到那一天我去见主的时候，跟主说，哎，没变啊，完完全全一千还你。
So that when they see the master that day, they can just give him back what he gave them.
但主在这里说，他说不是，我给你的才干是你要用，并且有回馈。
But the Lord wants them to do something with it.
所以主说啊，这个他怎么形容这个仆人啊一千两的呢
？So how did the Lord describe the servant who has one talent？
因为这一千两说主什么？他是对主的误会啊。他说主你是忍心的。
This person with one talent misunderstood the Lord.
Verse 24. 他说有种的地方没有种的地方你要我去收割，没有善的地方你要我去聚敛。
Well, to him he said that he which had not received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee and thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not straw.
So, 换句话说啊，他认为神是严，只有严厉，所以啊，要求太过了。
He feels that the Lord demands too much.
所以他说，哎，不做了，主要求我根本做不到。
And so he felt that he cannot accomplish what was required, so he's not going to do it at all.
主给他的回应是什么
？And what is the Lord's response?
主一个回应说他是恶的。
The Lord said he's a wicked servant.
因为他是怪主。
Because he blamed God.
第二个，他是懒的。
Second, he is slothful or lazy.
他不愿意来服侍。
Because he's not willing to serve.
这主给他的结论是说什么？你既然这样不要，主就说你就真的成为无用的仆人。
And so the conclusion is, since you don't want to do it, then you become a useless servant.
他不是原来是无用的。
In the beginning, at the start, he's really not useless.
但是他最后他选择他不愿意去用，最后神的给他的结论是他变得无用的。
But because he chose not to use his talents, he became useless.
可神说什么？丢在空中黑暗里，你在哪里要哀哭切齿？
So he's going to be thrown in the outer darkness and will be having gnashing of teeth.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要看我没什么可以用。
So we should not think that we're useless.
主给我们都有可以用。
Each one of us is useful in our own way.
我们叫诗篇啊，我们读一下好不好？诗篇第二章十一节。
Let's read Psalm 2:11.
诗篇第二章第十一节。
Psalm 2:11.
你知道神今天我们站在仆人的地位，记住我们是站在仆人的地位。
Today we're in the position of a servant.
这一节圣经他说啊，当存畏惧侍奉耶和华，又当存战兢而快乐。
Worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling.
你知道啊，如果你是畏惧，你会来侍奉吗？
If you are trembling, will you come and worship?
他这里应该写单纯喜乐的心来侍奉耶和华，对不对？
It should have said like worship the Lord with gladness.
但他这里啊，他讲说单纯畏惧的心来侍奉。
But here it says worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling.
一个是主要我们侍奉，但是我们应该有个态度，我是畏惧。
We need to come before him with reverence and trembling.
因为主是主人。
Because the Lord is the master.
说他后面在讲讲什么？没错，我能够侍奉主，我是快乐的。但是他加了形容词，我是在战兢中，我还有快乐。
Of course, the psalmist is joyful that he can serve the Lord, but in his joy and of service, he has reverence and trembling.
So, 弟兄姊妹，我们今天主要我们侍奉主，但是我们要明白主的心意，而我尽我一份来服侍。
Today we need to do our part and come and serve the Lord.
不要说我们就没什么都不能做。
We should not think that we can do nothing.
哦，我们觉得我应该做这个啊，再把我排在不对的地方做。
Or maybe you think that you can do this, and then it happened that you were assigned another thing.
像我昨天带我儿子去打篮球。
Yesterday I brought my son to play basketball.
他们有个同学哈，这个他们都在讲啊，这个人都不会打。
And they were saying that this one of this classmates, he doesn't know how to play basketball.
在这里啊，这个根本就是输定了，就是球给他就输了，这是。
And with him around, it's like definitely we're gonna lose.
那昨天啊，给我有新发现。
But yesterday I have this new discovery.
他的确不能跑。
This.Person really cannot run.
那不知道，就是不是很会跑哈、啊。这个好像常常梦游在球场上，也差不多。
He's kind of lost and doesn't know how to run.
但是我发现啊，这个教练有点智慧。
But the coach has some wisdom.
他绝对不能带球的了。
Of course, this kid cannot be bringing the ball.
他也是他教球的。
And he cannot be passing the ball.
这个教练呢，就训练他。
But the coach trained him to shoot the ball.
我猜的哈，我没看他训练的，我猜的。
This is what I surmised from the situation. Because he shoot two balls.
这第一次打了几场了？这第一次他进球了。
And you know it got in.
他的意思就是，反正有种子跑得慢，他就整天就球一直，他就跑到篮底了。
So he just goes to the bottom of the basket.
他看球在哪里，他也不知道谁会交给他，就看球在哪里。
And then he looked for the ball.
他拿到球了，他就知道怎么投了。
And then when he gets the ball, he just shoots the ball.
投第一个球进去，他高兴得不得了。
And when he did it, he was so happy.
他一直伸个手啊，他干的。然后呢，过了一会，因为他打劫哈，就被他打劫，又是同样的位置，他又进了。
After a while, well, he did it again.
我那时候我蛮有感觉的哈，这个。
And when I was looking at this, I really had deep.
我们所有人都看他没用了。
Everybody thinks he's useless.
啊，他们自己的球员都看他没用，旁边的家长看也差不多。
Whether it's their teammates or the parents, they all think he's not useful.
但是他有个教练，总要怎么知道用这些人啊？他就把他用在头球。
But the coach wanting to involve everybody, use him to shoot the ball.
还有一点，他也愿意听了。我想他应该没选择了，就是愿意听，就是投就是。
And the other thing was he was willing to do that.
所以弟兄姊妹，在我们我今天就不用那个盲肠哈，我们过去讲这个都说身上什么都有用，好像盲肠没用，但好像现在说盲肠可能也有用。
Well, in the past we have used that example that the appendix is useless, but right now they found out that there's some use to it too.
所以我们今天要知道，就算我最没用，我还是有用。
So today, even if you think that you have not much use, still you are useful.
但有机会安排我们做一些事情，去 find out, 去看我们是不是这方面主又给我们，我们尽力去做。
We need to find out if this or that is what the Lord has want us to do, then we need to be diligent and do it wholeheartedly.
有时候把我们换到不同的，我们也愿意在那里学习。
And if we get changed to do something else, we should be willing to learn.
我们能够尽我们这一千两的功用。
So that we will do all we can with our one talent.
我们先来看第四点。
The fourth point.
配搭的侍奉。
It's bodily serving.
我们来看罗马书第十二章。
Let's look at Romans 12.
罗马书第十二章第四节。
Verse 4.
我们读一下啊。 罗马书第十二章第四节。
Romans 12 verse 4。
我读一下啊，读到第八节。正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言就当照着信心的程度说预言，或者执事就当专一执事，或者教导的就当专一教导，或者劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
Romans 12:4-8. For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another.Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith, if service, in his serving, or he who teaches, in his teaching, or he who exhorts, in his exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness.
Your diligence
will
出现了啊。
We see diligence again here.
我们发现这里讲了很多不同的恩赐。
We realize that this passage talk about many gifts.
不见得一定要能够讲到。
So maybe, you do not prophesy.
你要知道这里讲执事啊，乃是啊你在事务上你很能够做的。
嗯。
Second.
Serving.
Yeah.
Serving in his service.
Yeah.
Service in his serving.
有些那第一个是讲预言哈，第二个是讲到执事。
First is prophecy. Second is service.
OK, 这他在这里，我们如果在事务上可以做的，我们好好专心，好好去做。
So if we can serve in service, then we should do it wholeheartedly.
啊，后面有些人他能够教导，他能够讲得很清楚。
Some people can teach and speak clearly.
有些人特别能够劝。劝人的。
Some people are good in exhorting.
人家教会最喜欢的，能够后面这个恩赐，施舍。
And in the church, we like people to be able to give.
这个当然是一个人家讲的笑话啊，但因为教会需要钱了，谁有恩赐能够给愿意给钱的，那很多教会很喜欢这种的。
Because there's need, so people love those who can give.
然后你看，还有一个是能够治理的。
The other is one who can lead.
还有一个是怜悯人。
And also one who can show mercy.
发现都不同。
All these gifts are different.
在神今天摆在教会里面，那是大家能够尽这些的功用。
But the Lord wants everyone to exercise their gifts.
没有一个人能够全部都有。
Not one person has all the gifts.
有一些可能他还会抵触一点啊，就是不见得你有这个，你就一定没有这个。
Well, you can have a more than one.
所以我们今天啊，在看到这个，当我们讲到配搭一同服事的时候
，So when we talk about bodily service,
我们要看到，我要明白，我站在一个位置，我好好尽我的那一份。
We need to realize that we should do all we can in our position.
当我们愿意这样的来服侍的话，你发现我们彼此的功用就会显出来。
When we're willing to serve like this, then we will see that together, what is our part.
我们也发现我们彼此都需要对方。
And we will also realize that we need each other.
我想我这个这次就把这个服侍的这点稍稍跟弟兄姊妹有点交通。
So these are some of the points that I want to share with brothers.
我们今天要服侍，我们需要殷勤。
If we want to serve, we have to be diligent.
我们要火热。
We need to be fervent.
我们要常常。
We need to be doing this all the time.
我们还漏了一个没讲，我们需要忠心。
We need to be faithful.
我们有这几个的操练。我们就不会像这一千两的，我们就没有什么能够教育成。
If we exercise accordingly, then we would not be like that servant with one talent.
然后我们一起有点祷告。主耶稣，我们谢谢你给我们有这样荣耀的职分，我们能够来侍奉这荣耀的王。主啊，在地上主，许多人能够去见个总统或者见地上的君王都觉得很荣耀。主啊，你今天呼唤我们来侍奉你这位万王之王、万主之主，就求你给我们看见这是何等荣耀的职分，以致我们愿意借蒙了你厚恩，我们能够互相的劝勉，在你还没回来，在我们还在地上的年日，好好的来服侍你。主耶稣，帮助我尽我们的一份，在你家中主啊，建立你的家，讨主的喜悦。主，我们在这里把我们众人都交托给你。主啊，愿我们更多能够被你得着，我们也更多的得着你。听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。谢谢。